When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Seattle Mariners hit 5 home runs and held off the Dodgers 7-6 in L.A. Milwaukee and the A's with wins. Houston edged the Angels 3-2. Yordan Alvarez, his 35th home run. At Minnesota, the Twins hit a 2-run triple, bottom of the ninth, to beat Kansas City 3-2. Cubs won 10-2 at St. Louis. Wins for Washington and Detroit. The Braves at Mets game was rained out. Doubleheader on Wednesday. Yankees won 3-2 at the White Sox, while Texas was a winner at Tampa Bay 4-1. Miami shut out Philadelphia 1-0 on a first-inning homer, and Arizona in 12 innings won at Pittsburgh 8-7. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark with 32 points in Indiana's win at Seattle, Las Vegas and New York with wins. The Philadelphia Eagles gave Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jalen Carter a 4-year extension. The Cleveland Browns gave Pro Bowl defensive back Denzel Ward a new 2-year deal worth over $50 million guaranteed.
For over 4 decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off, 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office responds to accusations of violating SB 54. County Board of Supervisors approved new Director of Public Health. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 64 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Sheriff's Office has released a statement saying they have been in full compliance with California's SB 54. The Sheriff's Office says this is in response to the Tribune newspaper publishing a story suggesting that Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees may have been released by the Sheriff's Office in violation of the law. SB 54 limits state and local law enforcement from using resources that aid in federal immigration enforcement. The sheriff's office says due to legal restrictions, they cannot release confidential criminal history information, but they can confirm they acted in full compliance with SB 54. The sheriff's office says if any member of the public believes they are not complying with it, they may contact the California Attorney General's office. Paso Robles School District is reminding residents of the candidate filing period for the district's governing board. The filing period closes August 7th, and three trustee seats will appear on the November ballot, areas 1, 2, and 4. Trustee area maps and information about the filing process can be found on the district and the clerk recorder's office websites. Candidates must be at least 18 years of age, not be legally disqualified from holding office, be a registered voter residing within the boundaries of PRJUSD, and reside within the area being sought for a four-year term. Currently, no candidates have filed for any of the areas appearing on the ballot. County Board of Supervisors approve new director of public health. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. On Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the county approved the contract for its new Director of Public Health. After an extensive search, the county has chosen Susanna Jed for the position, who will begin serving August 2nd. Jed was chosen in part for her expertise in infectious disease prevention, maternal and child health emergency preparedness, workforce development, and strategic program management, according to the county. She brings in more than two decades of executive leadership in public health. She recently served as Senior Technical Advisory and Deputy Health Office Director for the U.S. Agency for Internal Development in the Dominican Republic. Yesterday morning at about 10:20 a.m., the city of Paso Robles reported that a natural gas leak led to the closure of parts of Railroad Street. Both Railroad and Pine Street between 12th and 13th Street were closed from a damaged gas line, with nearby buildings evacuated. Crews worked to secure the area and repair the gas line, which had finished at about 11:16 a.m., Following repairs and safety assessments, the city announced that all road closures had been lifted and evacuated occupants were allowed to return. We extend our sincere appreciation to the community for its patience, cooperation, and for avoiding the area while emergency crews work to ensure the safety of residents, businesses, and visitors, the city said. The Atascadero Police Department invites residents to join officers and first responders to their National Night Out, Tuesday, August 4th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Sunken Gardens. National Night Out is an annual community building event that seeks to provide an opportunity for residents to meet with the men and women who serve in public safety and build positive relationships and learn more about public safety resources. Former Cal Poly Associate Vice President and former Bike Slow County Executive Director, 69-year-old Richard Ellison, was sentenced for committing lewd acts with a child. Ellison pleaded no contest to child molestation for an incident that occurred on March 30, 2025, where he was in the hot tub with his 60-year-old granddaughter and exposed himself to her. He is sentenced to serve 364 days in county jail and must register as a sex offender for life. His time in jail is the full term under a previously negotiated agreement between the parties involved in the case. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mariners beat the Dodgers 7-6, the Brewers over the Giants 8-2, the Athletics beat the Red Sox 4-3, the Padres over the Rockies 8-7, the Astros beat the Angels 3-2, the Yankees over the White Sox 3-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Red Sox, the Angels will face the Astros, the Padres will go against the Rockies, and the Giants will face the Brewers, the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, President Donald Trump announced that he wishes to honor the 16-year-old lifeguard who saved a young boy from a beach in Santa Cruz earlier this week. The lifeguard's name has not been identified, but the president stated he would like to invite him and his family to the White House. California was ranked highly in some categories under the U.S. World News Report 2026 Best State Rankings. The state led in areas such as higher education, healthcare quality, internet access, and business environment. However, it came dead last in categories such as opportunity, affordability, and ranked low in physical stability. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Do drones have a role in a comprehensive precision agriculture program? Helio CEO Arthur Erickson thinks so. He says spray drone technology is a way to implement precision ag tools and target applications only when and where they're needed.
When times are tough and you need to stretch the dollar further, of course, people start to turn more and more to something that is a precise tool, right? The name of the game for our drone technology, our tech stack in general, is stretching your dollar and stretching your input further. The drones in many studies have shown that just spraying the same amount of product, let's say it's 10 ounces of an herbicide or active ingredient per acre, doing that by drone versus a ground rig or a helicopter usually is anywhere from 30 to 50% more effective in terms of downstream yield effects. But maybe more dramatic is when you're utilizing the drone stack we have to go scout out problem areas you have throughout the field. So let's say you've got some rust popping up on your corn. And if you can go out and scout it and say, hey, I've identified the 500 acres out of 5,000 that actually have the rust popping up. So spray just that affected area and then end up not spraying like the other 90% of your acreage.
Erickson said advancements in automation and AI are making the drones even more effective.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Cattle Country Video will host its 2026 Oregon Trail Classic sale in Gary, Nebraska on Tuesday, August 4th and Wednesday, August 5th. This year's sale features an outstanding offering of over 51,000 head of yearlings and calves. Sale time both days, 8 a.m. Watch the sale live at cattlecountryvideo.com with online bidding available through Cattle USA. Again, it's Cattle Country Video's Oregon Trail Classic sale, August 4th and 5th out of Gary, Nebraska. View sale lots at cattlecountryvideo.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Conservative patriots and freedom lovers, join the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County for our biggest event of the year, the Lincoln Reagan Trump Dinner, celebrating America's 250th birthday, August 1st at the Raven Ranch in Templeton. Featured speaker is Trump defender Devin Nunes. General admission tickets, $150, with VIP at $250. Seating is limited and this event will sell out. Visit rpsloc.org for tickets today. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Governor Gavin Newsom signed SB 172, which permanently funds California's farm-to-school program. First launched in 2021, the program has helped drive lasting change in California's school food system. Administered by the California Department of Food and Agriculture, the program supports sustainable, local food procurement, minimally processed school meals programs, and hands-on education for students from early childhood education through 12th grade. With the ongoing funding secured, this program will continue to improve children's health while strengthening local food systems and creating new opportunities for small and mid-sized farmers. The initiative supports California farmers and local economies by helping schools purchase more food from nearby farms and producers, ensuring more dollars stay within local communities. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One-Nighter Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Friday into the weekend and on Monday through Wednesday next week. 103 Friday, 102 Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, low 90s Monday and Tuesday, 92 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are sharply lower. Investors are looking at increased tensions in the Iran conflict. The Federal Reserve meeting wraps up today, and Meta Platforms and Microsoft report earnings after the Wall Street close. Crude oil prices remain elevated. Brent crude has topped $90 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $84. Procter & Gamble shares are down 3% after it reported a mixed quarter. The maker of Tide and Bounty sees slower growth this year. Kering, parent company of luxury brand Gucci, is admitting it went too far when it raised prices. Executives say a more realistic pricing strategy is helping now. Its profit was better than expected in the recent quarter, even though Gucci sales declined 2%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Summer's here and fair time is over. Time to pay attention and get up to speed on Slo County's goings-on. Get the info you need this coming Monday, August 3rd, when Slo County Tea Party hosts Sheriff Ian Parkinson in a town hall-style meeting with Q&A on topics like drugs and gangs in Slo County, ICE immigration enforcement and the Sheriff's Department, and finally, how safe is Slo County? Be there at Republican headquarters Monday, August 3rd, 6 p.m. for the answers you need. See you then.
All right, Paso Tile and Stone, they invite you to their third location on Paso Robles Street for a huge party this Friday. And it's celebrating. They'll have a grand, their grand opening and a grand giveaway as well. It starts at 4 o'clock with the band Neighborhood Cats. And they'll have some food and some drinks and some giveaways. That's their third location in Paso Robles. It's 1101 Paso Robles Street, right across from Site 1. And remember, no one can beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and still more.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. It seems that people who are skilled at their job can always find work. As we shall see today, that's even true with outlaws. William Ellsworth Lay is a name one would associate with a banker, successful merchant, or businessman. Chances are Elsie, as he was known by his friends, could have been any one of the three, but he wasn't. As a young man, he started his chosen profession by doing some rustling, a holdup or two, and even a little counterfeiting. Then he went to Utah and met up with a young outlaw by the name of George Leroy Parker, who became Butch Cassidy. According to Butch, Elsie was the educated one of the Wild Bunch. Supposedly, Elsie planned most of the Wild Bunch's robberies. Elsie also found work with another famous outlaw gang, led by Black Jack Ketchum. It was with Black Jack that things turned bad. The gang had held up a Colorado and Southern train, a job probably planned by Elsie. When 5 days later, on July 16, 1899, the posse caught up with them. A gun battle ensued in which Black Jack was mortally wounded and Elsie was shot through the chest and shoulder. Although Elsie escaped, a month later the posse found and captured him. In 1899, Elsie was sentenced to life imprisonment. 6 years later, when he helped quell a riot, Elsie was pardoned. After his release, Elsie supposedly went down to Mexico and dug up the $58,000 in loot he had stashed there. For the next 28 years, Elsie stayed on the right side of the law. He spent his last years in Southern California. When he died, he was buried in Los Angeles's Forest Lawn Memorial Park Cemetery. A strange place for Butch Cassidy and Black Jack Ketchum's right-hand man to spend eternity.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter, That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peak Brothers. I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peak Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
July is flying by, and so are the appointments at Spa Allegretto. Don't miss your chance to enjoy a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service all month long at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. The perfect summer treat before the month is gone. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. July appointments are going fast.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles School District is reminding residents of the candidate filing period for the district's governing board. The filing period closes August 7th, and three trustee seats will appear on the November ballot, areas 1, 2, and 4. Candidates must be at least 18 years of age, be registered to vote, and reside within the area being sought. On Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the county approved the contract for its new Director of Public Health. The county has chosen Susanna Jed for the position, who will begin serving August 2nd. She will oversee the county's efforts to protect and promote the health of residents through disease prevention, environmental health, and community-based public health programs. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Dr. Anthony Fauci appears before a Senate committee. Its chair, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, started with this question.
Given another chance, say, well, gosh, circumstances now, as I know, maybe it wasn't a wise thing. Can you explain to the committee why you chose to fund this dangerous research in China?
Dr. Fauci answered,
under the advice of my attorneys, I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to refrain from answering your questions.
In his opening, the 85-year-old doctor targeted Senator Paul.
Any reasonable person who has followed his unhinged obsession with me would readily come to the same conclusion.
President Trump rails against Iran for ending the pause with a surprise attack that the U.S. defended in Jordan. America's listening to Fox News.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Hello, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Rejoice with me because we've expanded. We have new location downtown Paso Robles on 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. right across the street from Site 1, and we're going to celebrate by having a party. Everybody's invited, especially contractors. Contractors Celebration Day, July 31st at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a live band. Neighborhood Cats is going to be there. We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. I'm giving a lot of stuff away, and we have charities that we're going to donate a lot of money to. So please don't miss it. Come on down. The party starts Friday, July 31st, but does not end. It starts when you get there. 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. Come on down. We'll see you there. We have a buy one, get one free deal. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine mid-90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. We'll warm up a little bit to the upper 90s on Thursday. Then Friday, 103, 102 Saturday. Upper 90s on Sunday. Low 90s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 6:09 a.m., 8:11 p.m. We are at 67. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, Eric is in for Karen. She'll be back tomorrow. And he'll be discussing the candidates in the upcoming election with Randall Jordan. And also issues such as the money Paso Robles spent on pickleball, road improvements, and city revenue. And that means Councilman Chris Bausch will be in as well. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the backstretch headed for home.
You keep saying you got something for me.
KPRL.
You've been a-messin' where you shouldn't have been a-messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. One of these days,
KPRL,
Doug gonna walk all over you. Are you ready?
The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, let's see here on the text. People will have more privacy if they don't post selfies of themselves showing off everything they do.
Yes. I saw that text. No, they won't.
All right. Have you ever taken a selfie and put it on the internet?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean, well, yeah? What does that mean? It's like it's obvious all people do that? Or
a lot of people in my age bracket, yes. Either way, the point is that, regardless of whether you take selfies or not and put them on the internet, they probably know everything.
Do people of all ages do the selfie thing?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more of a younger demographic. Okay. But, you know, it did slowly creep its way up into older demographics as well.
Is it so when you put a selfie, that's not just for a particular person, this is for everybody to see?
It depends on who you share it to. If you share it and your profile is open for everybody to see, yeah. If you share it to just, you know, among your friends, the intent is obviously only they should see it. You can set your profile to different settings, private, that kind of stuff.
Well, can I, if I send it to somebody, I'm assuming they have ability then to send it wherever and to how many people they want.
Correct.
Okay. Now, again, this is a dinosaur question. Does anybody think that that might be a little bit dangerous?
I mean, I don't know. Is it any less dangerous than you calling somebody on the phone and telling them your private information for any reason whatsoever, and now they have the ability to share that with anybody?
Well, yeah, because you have something like the selfie, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
My conversation is not recorded.
As far as you're aware.
Well, okay.
The point is, we
can go a long way with this.
Yeah, we can. The point is that, like, I'm trying to make is that, yeah, it's not that safe, but, like, you can say that about basically anything.
I would go safer with a one-on-one conversation with somebody that I'm going to reveal some important information that is more than likely a trusted friend or something like that, than opposed to just sending out a picture of whatever I'm doing and thinking that that's it. Mm-hmm. Only Chris is going to get it. Now, and, you know, I guess if you say, hey, Chris, I'm going to send you this picture, don't send it to anybody else.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the implication.
Okay. Well, but again, with a conversation I have on the phone with somebody that's not being recorded, then that conversation, you know, it disappears and some of the information gets lost because of translation. But in 3 years, when I have a falling out with that person in the phone conversation, they won't have as much ability as the person if you have the falling out because they have that picture that you didn't want anybody else to see. Now they can send it.
That's true. I'll take your point there.
Because they're vindictive. Because I don't know how long they save all this stuff and so forth and so on. So
it varies from person to person, but I mean, the point I was trying to make is that people do share their lives a lot online, but I don't think if they were to simply not share it, I don't think that would actually make it all that much more private. Take a vacation, for instance. Let's say you go on vacation somewhere, you take pictures of it, you post it, and now it's like, oh, well, now, you know, it's out there where you were at. It was out there the second you bought the tickets to wherever you were going, the second you bought your phone somewhere, and the second that, you know, you decided to bring it with you.
Okay, so that leads to the question on that, because I've heard the vacation thing used an example in various ways regarding the so-called privacy. Because I've never done that, obviously. I don't do the social media stuff. So you go on vacation and you decide for whatever reason that everybody should see where I went on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Why would somebody do that?
Well, do you ever talk about your vacation with people? Whether it was a fun time?
Not unless you, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Well, I went on vacation. Oh, really? Where'd you go? Well, I went there. So I'm not initiating it. I'm just getting it into the general conversation as opposed to, hey, I went on vacation. I'm going to post all these pictures so everybody can see that, you know, for whatever reason. You see?
I see what you mean. And I mean, do you believe that maybe you're an outlier in that? Because the point I was trying to make is that people do it just because taking vacations is fun and they want to share what they did with other people. And an easy way to do that is to post it on social media.
So there's the other riff, because I have read this in some of these etiquette or whatever things, articles that come up, because they want to share. Are they really sharing, or is it a way of maybe trying to show off? I
see exactly what you mean. In my case, I simply want to share because it was fun and, you know, it's a nice topic of conversation with some people sometimes. Like, you know, where'd you go? What'd you do? Oh, do you have any recommendations if I were to ever go there? But I can certainly see there is an element of ego to it for some people or a way of showing off.
Well, okay. Depends. Particularly for those, it's not directed directly. It's not directed at a per se friend. It's you send it out on social media so the world could see of how talented and how fun-loving you are because you could afford to go on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, all right, just send it to my friend. Hey, I'm going to send you some pictures of, you know, wherever. As opposed to that. It's like, this doesn't happen often, but it does come up. People at the gym are taking selfies of themselves working out. I don't know why. I'm not going to ask them. But we've become this world as look what I've done, et cetera, et cetera. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, you're revealing everything about yourself on the air right now. We just want you to know that.
Hopefully not that much. I don't think I could bear it. Two questions for you, Kevin, or two statements. Number one, I was out of town for a while, and I tried to get on your website and listen online, but I couldn't find the tab. Is there something I missed? I thought I was fairly literate with the internet stuff.
So you've done that within the last week, right?
I think I came home on the 17th.
Yeah, we had some issues because we went through a migration on the 15th. On the 15th. So you can always go. Tracy can help you. Go to reception@kprl.com because she's had to deal with more than the rest of us.
Yeah, I was trying to call in on a long distance call, see if I could set a record for the longest distance listening. I was over in Italy for 10 days.
Did you put any pictures on the internet?
Of course I did. I was showing off.
Oh, all right. Well, okay.
And number two, regarding this fracas about spending all that money on the pickleball courts, I think it should also be added that not only was it pickleball courts that were included in that bill, it was a brand new restroom, and we know what that restroom cost in the park years ago, so it had to be well over $1 million, plus a huge parking lot to feed the VA parking lot and the senior center that was also included in that tab. So we didn't spend $6 million for pickleball courts. That was just part of the whole package.
Okay, was it? Well, we'll find out more this afternoon because Chris Bausch will be in.
Right, right. I hear these people calling in outraged they spent that much money for a few courts, but it's not totally the case.
Okay. Well, okay. You know, I'm devil's advocate here because you know me, I'm a sports guy. I think sports are important.
Right.
Considering the city has moaned and groaned about not having enough money to fix roads over the years.
I don't disagree that the roads are atrocious.
Okay, why
we passed that bond a while back to spend money on the roads, and I don't think we've seen much improvement because of that. Maybe it would have been a lot worse without it. I don't know, but they got so far to go.
Okay, so is this a case, we've got to spend so much money on the roads, what's $6 million?
Well, I guess you can't neglect everything else in town just because the roads suck. Okay. Maybe they can, I don't know.
All right, so when you say neglect, that means the city hasn't been taking care of them or can't keep up with it because of the age on some of them. So we're having money problems, so what's it going to cost to maintain the pickleball court?
Well, I know that the pickleball club itself does a lot of maintenance on their own. They did that with the previous court. That was one of the deals when we took over the roller rink. They took all the maintenance on the pickleball court. So in that case, there was no cost at all. And now we're donating that one back to the city in spite of all the maintenance we did on it for the last 15 years. And now we're moving over to the new courts, and I'm not sure what the agreement is over there.
Hmm. All right. Well, I hope it's not just a fad that goes away in a couple of years.
It doesn't seem to be a fad. It's growing pretty fast as far as I know. They're trying to get in the Olympics next.
Hmm.
With any luck, it'll be in the next, not in Los Angeles, but the year after. One of our ambassadors in our club in the club is national, international ambassador. He's on the phone every day with countries all over the world, organizing pickleball starts and organizations and competitions and meets and getting this whole impetus going to get the thing on the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can have synchronized swimming and stuff like that, you certainly can have pickleball. Nothing against synchronized swimming, but I think more people are involved in pickleball than the swimming.
Well, I've never been one just because we allowed one thing that we should continue to allow others. I mean, could we put jumping jacks and tiddlywinks in the Olympics?
Well, I don't know. Every year they add something. I mean, what was it, last year? They added break dancing?
I don't know. People have their likes and dislikes. I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, I think the host nation has an option of adding an event, and I'm not sure where they're going to be after L.A., who's the nation, but I forget how many nations internationally now are pushing pickleball. I know when I was in Croatia, they had a big group of contingent there playing, so it's not just here.
Mm. Okay. All right, well, yeah. We'll see what Chris has to say this afternoon.
Yeah, I wish I could hear it. I'll be at a meeting, but I'd like to hear it myself. We'll follow it. Thanks for the info.
All right. Let's see here on the text. You probably can't run for school board if you don't live in that area. Well, yes, you can't. That's it. Let's see here. Phone calls. Here we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You brought up Santa Barbara Sports on trivia this morning. And it always makes me want to tell this story about the Cunninghams, because my mom worked at Goleta Hospital, and Mrs. Cunningham, the mother of Sam Bam Cunningham and Randall Cunningham, also worked at the hospital.
Hold on before you go. My understanding that they had a younger brother who was a better athlete than both of them, but he was he had some issues.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know somebody from the area that told me that a couple of years ago.
It's kind of funny you bring up the third brother, because that's basically not about the third brother, but about Randall. Because, you know, my big brothers and I, we'd watch TV, and we'd see Sam on the TV. And my brothers say, oh, our mom works with his mom, the running back, down at the hospital. But years later, Randall hits the big time. And my mom is telling this story about how, you know, people would say, yeah, people would always comment to Mrs. Cunningham how they saw Sam on television. And Mrs. Cunningham would say, oh, yeah, Sam's good. You should see Randall, your little brother. Now, Sam Bam Cunningham is a professional running back. And mom is saying how much better the JV quarterback is, which I always thought was a funny funny, like mom's trash talking the pro quarterback or pro running back for the little brother who's the JV quarterback. But I guess a mother knows.
If father knows best, mother knows best. But Randall Cunningham was one hell of an athlete.
Oh, yes. Now, I'm sure you know that SEC story with Sam and the USC football game, right?
Yeah, the Alabama thing.
Right, yeah. And I think the story goes... they say Bear Bryant was a Bear Bryant.
Yeah.
Sam Cunningham did more to integrate the SEC than Martin Luther King ever did.
He did. What's interesting about that, though, is that Bear Bryant tried to integrate at Maryland, and the school said no. And he tried to do it at Alabama, and the school said no, or the state. I forget if the governor, if it was Wallace at the time, said no. So... you know, Bryant had the intent to do it before that game, but that game kind of pushed it into, well, you know what? If we're going to compete nationwide, we're going to have to do this.
Right. Now, wasn't it you who told the story playing either high school or college football that there was no crowd, just players?
Yeah, because we had race riots.
Right.
Was that in
Kentucky?
Yeah, that was in Louisville. They forced busing. It was a decision that came down from the circuit court in Cincinnati, and all double hockey sticks broke loose. And in some of the rural areas, a couple of games that we played, we weren't allowed to have fans. And our bus, because literally it was down Dixie Highway, that's going towards Fort Knox, and some of the rural areas, our bus was rocked by people that were ticked off. And one of the games, it was one of the first games, I didn't experience it, but Gary, our linebacker and captain, said that he can smell alcohol on the referees. And at one point, one of the refs quietly told, it was Gary or somebody, you know, you need to get out of here, you N lover.
Wow.
So, you know, this, and I remember Gary coming over to the sideline to Coach Peak, and Coach Peak just, you know, basically saying, all right, guys, keep your heads, let's win this game, and we're going to get out of here.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's what you got to do, unfortunately.
Yeah, and we beat the hell out of them, too. It was Western High School.
Well, good thing you brought home the win.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, good talking to you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. All right, to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi there. Hey, you were talking a little bit about pickleball, and you may have thought it could possibly be a fad. Well, you know, and someone says, no, it's not. It's worldwide. Well, let me just tell you, racquetball was quite the item back when, and it was worldwide. And let me tell you, it's how many people are playing racquetball now. So you really can't go, you know, by whether it's worldwide or it's not. And he also mentioned something about the money that's spent on this pickleball courts, that you just can't stop, you know, everything because our infrastructures, our streets and roads are bad. Well, the reality of it is we don't need to approve more projects that put strain on the infrastructure, like approving more homes and apartments, because that causes more strain on the roads and traffic. So, yeah, you do need to think about, you know, before you approve these things that are causing strain on the infrastructure.
Well, one of the things, you know this probably over the years, you have certain people who have developed friendships with people that sit on the council or even the planning commission, and they become, and I don't mean this in a negative, but very loud at council meetings. I know that there was somebody who had a lot of influence with the addition of many bicycle lanes going back, 15 or 20 years, because this person was a bicycle rider, and he was buddies with a lot of people on the council. And the same thing with a lot of influential people with the pickleball. But
and that's the way they did it. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, look, when city says, these new home is going to, we're going to get more tax revenue, we're going to get all the dog never catches its tail regarding that stuff. They're just fleecing the public when they say it.
And I agree 100%. And I'm going to tell you what's really going to happen here is that they're going to approve all these homes and they're going to start on them just like they have been. And all of a sudden they run out of funds. And then all the city says, well, we don't need that eyesore. So we're going to start reducing the costs from the city to get them to continue so that it isn't an eyesore. So, let's say that a lot of people that are on that city council have a lot of influence on the things that are approved and not approved, and their friends and their organizations and the large number of people that show up at those city council meetings have a lot of influence on it instead of what really needs to be done. They need to start dealing with facts instead of emotion.
Well, we also need to remember that an election is coming up in November, too.
I agree.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got one here on private messages on the email, but I don't have enough time to, I have time to start it, but I don't have time to finish it. So that means I don't have any time at all because we are, I'll use that word again, we are out of time.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Paso Robles reported a natural gas leak yesterday morning at about 10:20 a.m. This led to the closure of Railroad and Pine Street between 12th and 13th. Crews finished repairing the gas line at about 11:16 a.m. and all road closures were then lifted. Former Cal Poly Associate Vice President and former Bike Slow County Executive Director, 69-year-old Richard Ellison, was sentenced for committing lewd acts with a child. Ellison pleaded no contest to child molestation and will serve 364 days in county jail. He must also register as a sex offender for life. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen. She'll be back tomorrow, 12:30 to 2. Candidates in the upcoming election, him and Randall will be at it and let you know. And then money Paso Robles spent on the pickleball, road improvement, city revenue. Councilman Chris Bausch will be in. Enjoy your day. Make sure everybody's hydrated, and that means the four-legged creatures, too. And thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.